The phone call from the White House came in on the afternoon of January 2nd, 2021.
Hello, Brett and Ryan and everybody. We appreciate the time and the call. So we've spent a lot of time on this, and if we could just go over some of the numbers, I think it's pretty clear that we won. We won very substantially, Georgia.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and members of his staff took the call. What President Donald Trump didn't know? Someone was recording it.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country, because, you know, and it's a testament that they can admit to a mistake or whatever you want to call it, if it was a mistake. I don't know. A lot of people think it wasn't a mistake. It was much more criminal than that. But it's a big problem in Georgia, and it's not a problem that's going away. I mean, you know, it's not a problem that's going away.
President Trump was right. It hasn't gone away. Not by a long shot. A special purpose grand jury is now meeting in Atlanta to investigate what happened. Its primary focus? The phone call from President Trump to Secretary Raffensperger. This is the 9th season of Breakdown from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Trump grand jury.
Trump is on record calling it a perfect phone call, but legal experts tell us the former president broke the law during the hour-long conversation, because the central question is one for the history books. Did the sitting president commit a crime during his call to Georgia?
Looking specifically at the Trump situation, when I read and then heard the actual tape recording of the conversation, it jumped out at me as being about as clear and specific and unambiguous evidence of a crime.
Others don't see it that way.
I don't think that's a crime. It's only if you would use the interpretation that what he meant is unequivocal, that what he meant in this phone call was, I want you to falsify the results. I'm not convinced that that's what he meant by that. I am not a Trump supporter. I question 90% of what he did as the president. But I'm also not a supporter of the criminal justice system, you know, being the solution to all of the world's problems. In fact, it's a terrible way to solve most problems.
We'll look at what criminal statutes may come into play and what evidence is needed to bring such charges in a court of law.
We'll explore perhaps the most important and controversial question looming over this case. Is there proof of criminal intent?
The new district attorney in Fulton County is Fani Willis. She's the first woman to have the job.
If you live in the free world and in a democracy, the first duty of the government is to keep people safe, which is why we have police officers and a district attorney's office. But I think it is also equally fundamentally important that the government make sure in a free society that people can vote and that is not infringed upon by anyone. And the allegations were, quite frankly, not civil wrongdoing, but a crime. And so everybody is equal before the law, no matter what position they hold, no matter how much wealth, no matter how poor they are, no matter how educated, no matter how uneducated. And so I don't see where I really had a choice. It was my duty and responsibility to take this undertaking on.
Willis says it's full speed ahead with the special purpose grand jury, and she's bracing for potential protests.
She also says, if warranted, she's ready to charge a former president. That's something that's never happened before.
I'm old school. I'm going to make them on a white piece of paper that has a sticky thing at the top. I'm going to write the elements to this crime are A, B, and C. Do we have those elements? If so, what witness gives me fact A, fact B, and fact C? What document proves fact A, fact B, and fact C? If we can do that, I'm going to bring an indictment.
I'm Bill Rankin, legal affairs reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
And I'm senior reporter Tamar Hallerman. I covered the Trump presidency as the AJC's Washington correspondent. Now Bill and I will follow every step of this extraordinary proceeding.
We have no idea how this will play out, but it's possible, this case will affect the course of U.S. history. That's why Breakdown will be there.
And you're going to find that they are, which is totally illegal. It's more illegal for you than it is for them, because you know what they did and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you know, you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan, your lawyer. That's a big risk.
Coming June 20th. So please follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss Season 9 of Breakdown, The Trump Grand Jury, from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny
one film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.